we're going to shift gears and do another little piece that is, it's actually a much bigger model. But before we get into that, I want to share something with you just to give you a sense for what's possible. Now, when I first started in NLP, I was not aware at all of my visual processing. I thought I was completely auditory digital. All I was really present to was the dialogue inside my head. And I had sufficiently suppressed my emotions that I didn't experience them much either. I kind of like moved into my left hemisphere of my brain and just took up residence up there. Mr. Spock was my idol. I wanted to be completely logical and rational, kind of a thing. Emotions were pesky, you know, problems that I didn't want to deal with. And so it took me quite a bit of work to expand myself out. That, and I'm still a work in progress, you know. But some of the things I learned, like I learned how to visualize extremely well. It's entirely possible to do. And that's why I got into the colorful mind maps and everything. So some of you, I would imagine, know what mind maps are or actually do mind mapping. It's a way of visually representing ideas. So in my early NLP training, I got really intrigued with the language patterns. And what I got most intrigued with was the language of presupposition. And I won't get too, I don't want to get too much into the language of presupposition right now, but I want it, there's 30 different presuppositional language patterns that you'll be exposed to later on. And I wanted to memorize them. And so I created this full color mind map. I had them all on one sheet, and I did the color very much, very similar to this one. And in 24 minutes, I memorized all 30 of them. So they're change of place verbs, change of state verbs, change of time verbs and adverbs, cleft sentences, contrary to expectation, counterfactual, conditional clauses, complex adjectives, commentary adjectives and adverbs, definitive descriptions, factive verbs and adverbs, generic noun phrases, ordinals, negative questions, pseudo-cleft sentences, proper names, pronouns, permanent and temporary presuppositions, questions, qualifiers, relative clauses, repetitive keywords, rhetorical questions, repetitive verbs and adverbs, spurious not, some quantifiers, stress sentences, subordinate clauses of time, in alphabetical order. Okay. Now, all I did was as I was driving home from work one day, so I had the mind map on my car seat, okay? Don't do this while you're in motion, in driving. So I would drive down, it took me a half hour to get home from work, so I was driving down the road and I'd get to a stoplight and I'd hold it in front of me and take a picture of it and put it down. And I'd capture whatever level of detail I got. Like at the first, it might be just the shape of the map. And then I'd drive to the next stoplight, take another picture and add another little level of detail. So now maybe I've got the color sequence. And it's in the rainbow, so I know what order that is. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. So I know what the order of the pattern is. Then I go to the next stoplight and I add another layer of detail, and I would count like how many are in each category. So now I knew how many were in each category. And I go to the next light and take another picture and add another layer of detail. So I'm adding more and more layers of detail all the time. So now like I know the actual word cues, like subordinate clauses of time, the cue words are before, during, after, as, since, when, while, and prior. So I have a filter for those words. And I can hear presuppositions, subordinate clauses of time because I have those coded now in my brain. That's entirely possible and to do very quickly. And this is what NLP can do, to be able to process information in amazing ways. And now I have all of that available and I can mix and match them and do them in layers and all kinds of fun things, which I've been doing all weekend long.
What was the technique
I used was visual processing. I just took a picture in my head. And at first the pictures were very vague because visual wasn't my lead. But I just added more detail progressively. And so it was just iteration after iteration after iteration, and it built progressively.
So did you have a movie when you looking through this, or just these are all stills?
It's just one picture, and it's like a transparency that I'm looking at while I'm looking at you. It just comes up. I can see through it, so I can still see you. I can still make eye contact with you while I'm reading the mind map. So that's how I can carry information in my head like that and be able to, I don't need notes and stuff like that.
So Larry, you're saying you made Google Glass before it happened?
Yes. Yes. See, I got intrigued also with the idea of having a holodeck in my head. I'm working on that one. So if I can have the, you know, get the holodeck mastered, that would be, I may never leave home.